This is August 17, 2009. I'm John Erling.
My name is Barry Lane Switzer. I was born October the 5th, 1937. I am 71 years old. I live in Norman, Oklahoma, on the university campus. I live here with my wife, Becky Switzer, and my two stepchildren.
We are here in your home doing this interview. Where were you born?
I was born in Crossett, Arkansas. It's a small textile paper products community. It's located in the piney woods of South Arkansas. It's the central part of the state between two cities, probably more known, El Dorado, Arkansas, and Lake Village, Arkansas. It's a town of about 3,000, 4,000 people at the time, very close to the Louisiana line. My first home after being born was I lived on a houseboat. My daddy was a toll keeper on the Arkansas River that was named the Ouachita, spelled different from what we have here in Oklahoma. It's spelled with the O, O-U-A-C-H. He was the toll keeper for the state, and we lived on a houseboat underneath the bridge.
Your parents' names?
My father's name was Frank May Switzer. He was born also in Crossett. My mother was Mary Louise Wood, also born in Crossett. My father was born in 1908. My mother was born in 1914. Both are deceased today.
Do you have a brother?
I have a brother that's Donald Kent Switzer, who is younger than me, 5.5 years younger. He was born in Long Beach, California during the war years. And it was all those people from Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas went to California to make a living during the war, work in the aircraft factories and shipyards. My daddy was 4F. He wasn't eligible to serve. He was partially deaf, and he worked in shipyards at Terminal Island, San Pedro in California, and mother worked in a cafe called Archie's Cafe. We lived in Long Beach, about 4 or 5 blocks from the ocean.
In Crossett, you lived in what they called a shotgun house?
A shotgun house. Truly, it was a shotgun house because it was built up on stumps and logs and bricks. It was at least 3 foot off the ground. I always thought shotgun houses were built because dogs, cats, and the hogs and chickens had to have a place to live. But it was called a shotgun house because you could shoot a shotgun through the front door, out the back door, and you wouldn't hit anyone unless someone happened to be walking across from one room to another room.
How Spartan was that? Did you have electricity? Did you have?
No, we didn't have it. But it's typical at the times that when you grew up in rural Arkansas or rural South, I think Arkansas was no exception to just the rural South. This is in the 30s and 40s. There was no electricity. There was no amenities that we have today you take for granted. Everyone lived in shotgun houses. We grew our own gardens. We had our privies. We had a smokehouse. No plumbing, no electricity. You got up in the morning, in the winters, you go back and you break a thin layer of ice on a bucket, dip it in the porcelain pan that you go put on a wood stove to heat it up. Daddy would do that to shave every morning. I would do that to wash my face and to brush your teeth. Then you'd rush to the fireplace or to the wood stove in the kitchen because that was the only means of heat. So it was a total different era. You took a bath in a No. 3 wash tub. Seriously, you really did. You bathed from a tub. And you heated your own water, and you didn't bathe as often as you do today, I promise you.
Your elementary schooling, that started obviously in Crossett.
Actually, it was in California. When we went to California, it was 1941 when the war broke out, and my dad, he was a chip painter in Terminal Island in the San Pedro shipyards. And I started to grade school a couple blocks from a little rented home we were staying in. It was about 600 square foot. It was called Horace Mann Grade School. Still exists today. I drive by there and see it every once in a while when I'm out in California. I'll take an opportunity to go down and revisit the neighborhood. But I went first, second, third grade there. Then after the war was over in 1945, we moved back to Crossett, Arkansas, and I continued my education in the Crossett Elementary Schools in fourth and fifth grade.